This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning and welcome.
You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej
and Niles. Hot coffee.
Cool chat. Chilling on the corner of Lifestyle Ave
and Music Street on 91.5
KUNV Jazz and More.
Okay. All right. Be the everybody loves Bijan thing that you do.
All right. We're moving and grooving here. It's springtime. Spring is upon us. Welcome, my brother.
Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always.
It's great to see you, man.
Likewise.
Let's start with our sip of coffee.
There we go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You know, springtime is here, and I think there's a song in that somewhere, but that's not what we're going to be talking about today. Not that song, anyway. We're talking about our songs. You know, we figured we'd give the listeners some new, some old, but if there are some new listeners out there, we wanted to kind of give a spring reboot, refresh to hip you to the music that Niles and I have been putting together with Jazz Republic, as well as our own projects. We felt it was time. Don't you think, my brother, to share it with
us? I think so. I mean, for those of our new radio listeners that may not have gone to our shows at Smith Center or been privy to what we've been doing over the last few years, and including the albums we put out and all the concerts, now's the time to introduce our lovely radio audience to what we do musically.
And since we have a lot of stuff cooking, the both of us on our own, and then when we come together, you know, we have a show coming up later in the year that we'll definitely keep you posted on. But Niles and I definitely have our own projects that we're really working hard on and getting in the studio.
I'm not married to you.
It's okay. We can be apart. You know, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, I think, it just makes makes it that much more exceptionally fun when we get together. And I think it's important. Well, maybe not in a marriage to separate and then come back, but
we have an musical. We have an open relationship.
Indeed.
It works.
It works. Wow. So we thought we'd share that with you. But as always, you know, the creative process is fluid. And, you know, we're constantly evolving and constantly doing different things. So it's nice to take a step back and reflect upon what we have done and also prepare for what we have coming up. So how should we start this off?
I was going to say, stop your yakking and let's go into this. Let's let the people hear the music.
Well, I was about to.
I mean, I would say we start off with the tune. The last recording while we were all in the studio together was a year and a half ago now.
It was close to a year ago.
Yeah, we're working on our second album. This was going to be on that second album. And then ultimately, I decided to, for now, put my half of the songs on ice or just kind of shelve them for a bit. And I just thought you should put your stuff out on an EP because it was just so slamming it, you know. So I think you should play, I'd love to hear Strut off that EP. But you tell me. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, Strut, I'm a trumpet player, those of you who know or don't know. And a lot of my influences come from like Tower of Power and some of the old R&B horn bands, Earth, Wind & Fire, Cameo, Michael Jackson, those types of things. And so I've always been a fan of that, the horn section, horn band type thing. And I decided to write a tune that kind of reflects those influences. And this is a tune entitled Strut.
You're listening to it here on B-Side Morning Brew with Beej and Niles on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More.
Thank you.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, that is such a slamming. I'm sorry, man. That's a slamming tune.
Thank you, man.
Those horns sound great, man. That was you, Face, which is Tom Lure, on what sax was he playing? Was that
he was playing tenor sax.
Tenor sax. And Skits, Sam Skits Lemos was also playing. Was he on? He wasn't playing tenor though on that.
No, he's playing alto saxophone.
Yep. Slamming horns, man. Our band's slamming.
What are you gonna do? You gotta do it.
What are you gonna do?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, to let the people know. I mean, that was a great recording session. Our boy Rob Katz at his recording studio, beautiful recording studio out by the airport there, and he just works his magic, man. He's so good at what he does, you know. So blessed to have him.
He's the real deal. Rob Katz is the real deal. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's check out one of your tunes now. I mean, all our influences come from different places, right? So,
yep.
And over the course of the years that we've had Jazz Republic and our own groups, you know, Niles makes fun of some of my influences and where they come from. Sometimes it can come from some interesting retail shopping areas or from a stint in the hospital. It doesn't matter. Where it comes from, as long as we pull from it and put some good music down. But tell us a little about this next tune that your influence.
Well, man, you know, again, growing up around Motown, ultimately the jazz stuff was always behind there, but who really my biggest inspiration and hero musically is Sting. I mean, just since the Police, mm-hmm. That's why I started playing music when I was a kid. Even though I was hyper aware of jazz and what was going on, it just, at that time in my life, that wasn't my thing until Sting left the Police and then brought in all those cats, Branford Marsalis and Omar Hakim, all those guys, Daryl Jones mm-hmm. on bass, you know, was integrating hints of jazz. You know what I mean? He always says it's not jazz and it isn't jazz. Those that might be the Jazz Police, yes, we know Sting's first solo record is not jazz. However, there's jazz integration. And that's the thing, that album for me is what was kind of the floodgates that, you know, opened up for me in terms of, okay, let me go back and listen with a different ear and try to be a better musician, even, you know, maybe even a more technical musician. Sting has always been my inspiration. That's what led me, like you, it's like my tastes go everywhere from Simply Red to, you know, mm-hmm. to Sting to, you know, Bauhaus, which is goth punk rock. I mean, you know, it's all that.
Sure. And yeah.
But so this tune, though, that we recorded on our first album together, back at the Palms recording studio right before the lockdown, right before the pandemic. Yep. And we had to put it on ice during that time, like most everybody did, obviously. This song, it was inspired by, I was walking in downtown Fremont area one night and just getting ready to cross the street. Something just hit me, looking at the people, and it seemed lonely. Without further ado, without going too deep into it, this song is called Wait to Cross 4th Street.
You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Bij and Niles on 91.5 KUNV, Jazz and More.
Sent to love it. flowers of love are wilting in my arms while I wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. I wait to cross 4th. I wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. I wait to cross 4th. I woke up in the morning, found my life's been rearranged. Where did everything go wrong? When did everything start to change? Who's a stranger in the mirror? I don't recognize my face. The message getting clearer, my life's become a strange. Standing at the corner of love's cold and bitter chill. I can't wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. I wait to cross 4th. I can't wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. Wait to cross 4th Street. I wait to cross 4th.
Welcome back. You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Bijan Niles here on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More. And that song was called Wait to Cross 4th Street off our first record, which was called...
A crossover thing.
It's a crossover thing. Yeah, man, everybody's playing on this was so slamming. And again, we went in and did a 9-song record in one day. We played those songs live and everybody just went off and the energy was just... Staying on that same album, do you want to slow it down a little bit?
Let's revisit another tune off that album. Once again, our influences come from so many different places. And this tune, one of mine, was influenced by my daughter, Vivienne, who is now 12, about to be 13, going into 7th grade.
What's so funny is I remember the day you called me after she was born. It was like within a few days and like...
Yeah.
Man, I want to share a cigar. I'll never forget that call, actually.
Yeah. Pretty trippy.
We were both in Southern Cal at that time, living down there.
Yes.
You in Orange County.
Living down there in SoCal.
Yeah.
Okay. It was great time to be alive.
Sorry, yeah.
Great time to be alive. We were both living out there. And, you know, we're just celebrating. You know, you watch your daughter grow up. Anyone of our listeners who have children out there, you understand where I'm coming from. So this tune is entitled Vivienne.
Welcome back. You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Bijan Niles here on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More. Man, that song is, in terms of what you've written, that is my favorite of yours, actually.
That's one of our hits. That's one of our pieces that we pretty much play at most of our shows.
That song live is just so incredible. And as the date draws near, but we will be playing Smith Center again on September 10th this year. So we're going to have a very, very special show. But to bookend this, I believe this was the last song on the album, in fact. So me being a huge fan of Miles Davis, there was a time in my writings, and at the time I was doing what I called organic sampling, which is basically taking a section, a main section or the hook of a particular song of a famous artist, and then I would rewrite a song completely around it.
Well, and original lyrics as well. I mean,
that's original lyrics.
Yeah, of course, there's no lyrics on it. It's an instrumental tune, so you definitely made it your own or put your own spin on with your great lyrics that you write.
So this song is called We Call This Love, So What?
Thank you.
that love. Red light flame. Red light call. Lipstick. Serenade.
That was fun, man, to take a look back. I enjoy that sometimes. Retrospective is good.
Yep.
I think we also kind of gave you a nice little mixtape. And we're looking forward to seeing you all live at a show. And please come up and say hello to us. We'd like to also thank 91.5 KUNV, as well as High Note Roasters. Without coffee, we are nothing.
Well, good morning, everyone. Enjoy your Sunday.
You've been listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej
and Niles.
Chilling on the corner of Lifestyle Ave
and Music Street on 91.5
KUNV Jazz and More.